Christian last name is Majillon. First name is Jad as in Victor, IER. Date of visit is July 11, 1966. CDCR number is AY0393. Next to paragraph, San Quentin prison. Next to paragraph, chief complaint, low back pain and weakness. Next paragraph, history present during this patient is a 59-year-old male ground chief complaint of low back pain. I had previously done a nerve conduction study for him. First up, on exam, I found him to have hyperreflexia in the knees. I ordered a brain MRI, common cervical spine MRI, and lumbar spine MRI. The next paragraph. The lumbar spine MRI shows the lumbar spine MRI shows a severe BJD, there's also broad disc protrusion at L4, L5, full stop, next ever. Thoracic spine MRI shows that there's no spinal cord compression. Next number, cervical spinal cord shows that there's DJD, but there's no cervical spinal cord compression. First up, next number, a brain MRI was also done. First up, it shows that there was did not show any brain lesions. First up, the brain MRI shows that there's encephalomalacia. The brain MRI shows that there's encephalomalacia in the right frontal lobe. However, there's no MS lesions. There's no brain tumor. Next to paragraph impression. Impressions, number one, low back pain with radicular symptoms down to the legs. This is due to the DJD in the lumbar spine. Patient tells me that he has had nerve injections in the low back and that they were not effective. Recommend patient refer the patient to a spine specialist or spine surgeon for further evaluation. For the lumbar spine. Next number. Impression number two, today at an examination, I don't find significant upper motor neuron syndrome symptoms, specifically, I don't find any significant hyperreflexia in the knees today, bilaterally, there's no hypertonia, patient does not have significant hypertonia today. Patient is the legs not stiff. There's no muscle fasciculation. I don't see significant hyperreflexia today. Next to our recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next number recommendation to see a spine specialist or spine surgeon, for the lumbar DJD, and the radicular symptoms of first time next number.
No.
I will recommend the patient. Follow with me another. Recommend patient follow me another 3 months. Follow him on his neurological symptoms. Please have the patient follow me in 3 months. I'll test him for any neurological changes at that time for steps of his patient. Or if he's worsening, please send the patient back to me immediately for step. Next patient, last name is David. First name is Ronald. Date of birth is May 27, 2026. The next paragraph of a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury for stuff. It was in 1997 in the fall for stuff. A patient was in Fort Bragg in North Carolina for stuff. A patient was performing a parachuting jumping exercise for stuff. A patient tells me that he was jumping out of an airplane at night. First of all, it was windy and it was raining. First of all, the patient tells me that as he was landing, he was drifting backwards. First of all, he tells me the wind was blowing him backwards. First of all, the patient landed onto his back and hit the head onto the ground. First of all, the patient immediately hit the back of the head and immediately a loss of consciousness. First of all, the patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for about 10 to 15 minutes. First of all, a patient was bleeding in the back of the head. First up, a patient tells me that his colleagues were looking for him. First up, a patient tells me that he was completely out of consciousness. When he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. First up, a patient had severe head pain. First up, a patient was disoriented. First up, next paragraph. Since the event, a patient has severe head pain. First up, he has chronic headache, a migraine headache. So first up, a patient become very sensitive to light and sound. First up, it is every day. First up, a patient also have insomnia symptoms. First up, a patient has difficulty to sleep. First up, a patient also have difficulty to concentrate and focus at work. Patient also tells me that he has severe neck pain since this event. Next paragraph, a patient is currently cleaning pools for a living. Patient tells me that he's unable to focus at work. Patient is not able to concentrate at work. Patient is very sensitive to light. Patient is not able to work under the sun very well to clean pools. Patient tells me that the sun triggers headaches. Next paragraph, it is my impression the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. In 1997, a patient was performing a parachute training exercise for parachute. Patient landed on the ground at night in the windy and in the rain. A patient drifted backwards, hit the back of the head onto the ground. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness. Patient was out of consciousness to 10 to 15 minutes. When he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. Had a severe head pain. Patient has grogginess. Patient was of nausea. Since this event, a patient has severe headache and migraine headaches. Patient became very sensitive to light and sound. Patient also have insomnia symptoms. Patient also have significant difficulty of focus and concentrate at work. It is my opinion that the head injury hit the ground with the loss of consciousness, followed by severe head pain, confusion, disorientation, are traumatic brain injury symptoms. The chronic headaches, sensitivity to light and sound, insomnia symptoms, and concentration difficulties are also common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. This marks the end of the patient.